The question was asked, can one ride a bike on Shabbos? So the generally accepted ruling is that one may not. Well, what if one is a Sephardi and one's rabbi says that it's permissible to ride on Shabbos? So we mentioned there's a Ben Ish Chai that permits riding a bike on Shabbos, and most of Am Yisrael did not accept that Ben Ish Chai. Most of Am Yisrael does not ride a bike on Shabbos. So when we speak about minhag, we have a few different types of minhag. We have a few different types of custom. The Gemara actually quotes a Tosefta that says the following. Dvarim amutarim. If you have something that's permissible, technically it is not prohibited biblically, it is not prohibited rabbinically. V'acharim nagu ben isu. And you see other people treated as prohibited. You are not permitted to come before them and say, hey, that's permissible, no problem doing that. You see, they have a custom. So we have the verse, Al titosh torat imecha. The verse says, don't leave what your mom taught you, the way a Jew behaves. Wait, is that the Torah? No, because that has nothing to do with your mother. Al titosh torat imecha is telling you things which you won't find in the Torah. Your mother tells you this is how we behave. So we maintain our customs. And even though we can find route to permit it, we're not allowed to permit it where others have a custom that's prohibited. So the Talmud's discussion of this concept is actually in the beginning of the fourth chapter of Psachim, where the Mishnah says that there were two different customs in Israel about whether it's permissible to do melacha, to do work, on the morning of the eve of Pesach. We know in the afternoon already, everyone's busy preparing the Paschal offering, and then you're not supposed to do work. So you have to finish, remember this, because most people don't know this, you have to take your haircut, you have to finish your shave, you have to cut your nails, everything before noontime, on the eve of Pesach. You got to be done with your manual work, so that... Most melechot, yeah, generally, yes. So people don't know this halacha. So even with regards to the morning of the eve of Pesach, there were two customs. And the Mishnah says, if there is a place that has a custom to do work, they may. And there's a place that has a custom not to do, so they won't do. What happens if you come from a place where they do work in the morning, and you're going to a place where they don't do work? So then you have to maintain the stringencies of the place you've come to. The Al Yeshane Adam Mipnei HaMachloket. And a person shouldn't change from the customs he sees so as not to arouse a machloket. Even though a person thinks the halacha should be different, and even though a person says, I have good reasoning why we should do this differently. But you see, everyone else has a different custom. So don't cause machloket. Don't cause an argument. Now, very often people, especially when they have a good leniency, so they're happy coming out there and saying, hey, you're really allowed to do this. What are you doing? You want to stir up a fight? It says in the Tosefta of Moed Katan, it says, Rochatzin Shneachim Keechad. Two brothers are allowed to go together to the mikvah. They're allowed to go together to the bathhouse. But in the city of Kivul, they had a custom where they wouldn't let two brothers enter the bathhouse together. And Rabban Gamliel's two sons, Yehuda and Hillel, they came to the city of Kivul. They were unaware of the custom. So they both went into the bathhouse together. Well, everyone started talking. They said, we've never seen two brothers together in a bathhouse. Two brothers are always so modest, they don't go in together. So Hillel and Yehuda, they both knew it was permitted. Hillel right away went out. He didn't tell them, guys, there's nothing wrong with it. It's mutar. It says, you're allowed to go outside with this garment called kul dakison. And you're not worried that it'll fall off. I don't know exactly what type of garment it was, but it was this wide garment. So in the city of Biri, they said, no going out with this garment. We're worried it'll fall off. You'll end up carrying it in public domain. So again, Yehuda and Hillel, they go out to the city of Biri, and they're wearing their kurdakison on Shabbos. And the whole city starts talking, what's wrong with you guys? Don't you know you don't wear that on Shabbos? We've never seen anyone wearing that on Shabbos. They right away took it off and gave their servants. They didn't say, hey guys, it's permissible. They used to have benches that were used all week long by the non-Jews as merchants. They'd sit on those benches and sell. And in the city of Akko, so they had a custom that you didn't sit on those benches on Shabbos because people might think you're doing business on Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel went to Akko, and he didn't know there was this custom, and he sat down on a bench. So the city started talking about him. They said, we've never seen a Jew sit on those benches on Shabbos. What's going on here? So he right away sat on the ground. He didn't tell them, hey guys, there's no such halacha. You're allowed to sit on the benches. So the Gemara says, you see, these are examples of this custom. You come to a place, they tell you this is the custom. Don't start arguing with them, even though you know halacha. If that's their custom, we respect it. So here, most of Am Yisrael doesn't ride a bike on Shabbos. So even if a person would say, I'm going by the Ben Ish Chai, and my community does this, it would still be wrong for him to ride a bike if he comes to the rest of the world where the custom is, we treat it as prohibited. So even though you could argue that here, we have a halachic reasoning why we hold it's prohibited, but all the more so, a person shouldn't change. But so that's a general rule here.
And Yom Tov is the same concept of bikes and Shabbat?
It would seem so, yeah. The Yom Tov has the same din, right? Right? We don't ride bikes on Yom Tov either. Yeah?